Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music with Miguel and Holly. And I want to ask this question about Tampa Bay singles, and we'll do that in just a second. But think about how many shopping carts you have open on your phone right now or sitting in Amazon because you're like, if I just had an extra $500, $200, I would buy whatever item that is, a new camera, a new outfit, an airplane ticket somewhere.
Yes, yeah.
You can make that happen with $1,000. We have that up for grabs at 8 a.m.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
One of my friends that I've had a long time moved here last weekend from Panama City.
Okay.
And this is his first time living in a big city.
Yeah, that's a little overwhelming.
It is. So he's experiencing having, you know, the other day the conversation was, which Publix is yours? Because around where we live, there are five.
Oh.
And I said, well, it just depends on what you want. If I want to feel fancy, then I go to the one off of 4th Street North and 38th. If I'm in a quick bind, I go to the one over on Roosevelt.
Yeah.
It just depends on what you want. You got options all the time. So as he's exploring living in a big city, it's making me look at Tampa Bay with new eyes.
Okay.
Because I've been here for a total of about 6 years. Well, here's the observation that he just made about Tampa Bay singles. In the week and a half that he's been here, he says no one defines what they want. After chatting with people for a couple of days, normally where he comes from in Panama City, the question would be asked or it would be stated, I'm looking for a date. I'm looking for a hookup. I'm looking for a relationship.
Okay.
And he said here, everybody's just like, I'm doing my thing. I'm either in school, I'm working. And he's like, I don't know how to have that conversation because I'm not looking to just hang out. Like, I actually want to actively date. And so he's thinking, are Tampa Bay singles and the ones he's come into contact with not looking for relationships? And do you just let it happen? Because he doesn't know how does that work here. And when do you have that conversation of, I'm looking for a little bit more?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty important to put what you're looking for up front.
Right.
So is everyone just not saying anything at all?
Yeah. I mean, so far in the week and a half he's been here and, you know, he's talked to a lot of people.
Okay.
That's
a lot of people.
That's wow.
A lot.
All right. Okay, got it.
I just wanted to, it's been a lot of people. Okay. Not a small sample size.
Maybe he's doing too much too soon.
Mm.
And he's trying to look too much into all of it.
Right.
I don't know. But I will say that, I mean, asking what you're looking for, talking about what you're looking for is warranted, maybe a few dates in, but or a couple dates in. But I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he's ready and willing to jump into a relationship ASAP.
Yes, I think so. Which I said to him because I was like, you know, my advice would be is that you have to fill it out. And if you feel like the other person is going to perceive you as crazy or being too much or jumping the gun too soon, well, then that's probably not the person for you. You're going to know when the time is right.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, is that the mentality between living in a big city and a small town where
maybe
here you're focused on your career, your school, your friends, and just having that fun 20s life?
And there's more options here.
Exactly. There are more things to do than where he lived before.
Right.
And so I really didn't know how to answer him. So I'm curious, if you're single in Tampa Bay, do you feel that way? That like everyone's just looking for fun and no one's really looking to settle down? And then when do you have that conversation? Is it the second date or is it the third date? Because I didn't really know how to direct him because you know me.
Yeah.
On the first date, let's be in a relationship. That was my MO.
Yeah. Well, sounds like that's his MO too.
It is. And so I'm curious, if you're single, how have you felt this out so far?
Good call.
877-999-1015. Holly, what's trending in Tampa Bay?
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, here we go. I got it. All right. So whether you're religious or not, there is one belief that's going to keep you happy. And isn't that what we all want? Just to be happy? This is what I got for you today. We're going to help you be happy at 7:30.
Hot 101.5.